Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. The day began in dark. Everyone was quite literally in the dark. Mary Magdalene despaired at the tomb. The disciples hid themselves in the upper room. But the black grave could not hold the light of the world. Jesus Christ burst forth from the 3 days' prison, casting the bright rays of his resurrection on the whole world. This light of the resurrection is for the world, banishing the darkness of sin, crushing death, and casting the dark one himself, Satan, out forever. Just as the day breaks intentionally, casting its bright glow first upon the horizon and its early risers, so today we hear how Jesus intentionally revealed the good news of the resurrection first to Mary Magdalene, and then his disciples, and later the rest. Why this Mary? Little is known about her. She was a close friend, considered part of the womanly band of the disciples. In St. Luke's Gospel, it is recorded that soon afterward he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chusim, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. And today, this most unlikely of ladies becomes the apostle to the apostles. This detail is recorded by St. John for your comfort. First, Jesus chose such a one to show that his gospel of freedom from sin, death, devil, and hell is for all. He died for the sins of the outcast, for the foreigner, for the addict, for the humiliated, the sick, and even the woman. Lower or upper class is immaterial to our Lord. All were created by his word, and thus all are redeemed by his words, death, and resurrection. But second, we learn from the gospel that no one believed the word until he revealed himself to them. We struggle against our unbelief daily. Some days we're confident children of God, but most days our sin and its shame and guilt sit heavy on our conscience. Our mortality is always before us. The fear of death haunts us. So it was for Mary, the woman, and all his disciples. She dutifully returned on the first day of the week to finish our Lord's burial. She came to see his body, believing him dead. And yet she finds the tomb open. She immediately deferred to the chief of the apostles, St. Peter, to return with her, and the evangelist John. Finding the tomb in order with the cloths neatly arranged, what did they believe? They believed something, but it was not the resurrection. No, they believed her word that his body had been stolen. Insult now was added to the most serious injury. They crucified her Lord, and now they had stolen him, preventing even a reverent burial. And worse yet, she is still left with her sin, she thinks, though 7 demons still haunt her, always vying to enter her again. And so she stands before the tomb weeping, terrified. But looking into the tomb, she sees 2 angels in white. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Did these angels not know? Had they missed the crucifixion that all Jerusalem had seen? Well, this is the prelude to the sweetest gospel for Mary and for you. Dear Christians, why are you weeping? Are you condemned? Are you alone? Are you haunted by demons? Are you sick and tired of this life? Do you fear your death? Whom do you seek? Faith never ends with these terrifying questions. Faith must be given. Sins forgiven, life bestowed, death transformed. What you need is precisely what Mary received. You need an Easter dawn as much as Mary. Unbelief changed into belief, despair into hope, terror into joy, death into life. You need Jesus, his abiding presence, his tender word. So he stands before her. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? The darkness of early morning hid Jesus from her, supposing him a gardener. But her doubt hid her all the more. What is the cure for this spiritual darkness? But the light. And the light is Christ, the dayspring from on high, the light that lightens the nations. How does he cast out demons? How does he banish the clouds of unbelief? He speaks. He calls her by name, Mary. That's the truest gospel word. When Jesus calls you by name, he names you as his own. When he said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you were given a new name, Christian. The bonds of sin were broken. You were rescued from the pit. You were torn from the grasp of the accuser and liar, Satan. Even the wages of your sin are transformed. Death ceases to be anything now, but a blessed rest for those in Christ. Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? All weeping is over. For the one we seek and could not find, instead has risen and found us. He has called us by name, and we are his. You are Christian. You are children of the Father. And thus you are witnesses with Mary of the resurrection. You have received with her the sweet comfort of this greatest of news. Jesus lives. Sin is purged. Death is over. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.